I know how much you love the Weather Network, John.
Oh, don't. Why do you do this? Just aggravate me.
This was covered nationally as well.
That's because the Weather Network is a sham.
It was a lead story on CTV News yesterday. So here you go.
I've said it a million times. Sit down, write down the Weather Network's predictions for the next week, write down Environment Canada's for the next week, and you tell me which one is accurate. Come on. Anyway, what are they saying, Danny? It's going to be the coldest summer ever?
No, four words for you. The heat is building.
Isn't that funny? When is it building to? When?
Well, here's the deal. Summer starts exactly 3 weeks from now.
Yeah.
First part of June is going to be a little chilly, but then the rest of June, July, August, and extended into September will be fewer rainy days, warmer than normal temps, more sunshine than normal, and that's also for our region.
And let's just compare that to the 12-month outlook from Farmer's Almanac, which is completely the opposite of what you just said from the Weather Network.
Really?
Cold in June, warm in July, August, September, October, normal. So, thanks, Weather Network. And here, let's click on it a few times so we can get your ads.
I'm not a fan. If you're just tuning in for the first time, John hates the Weather Network.
It's never right.
I like the Weather Network for their precipitation totals.
Yeah, okay, see? Now I'm all fired up. There's Danny all winter going, oh, 50 centimeters of snow coming. And what do I say to you every time? No, there's not, Danny. And what happened? How many times did you get in a tizzy this winter? Oh, I got to take my snowblower out. No, you don't, Danny. Get off the Weather Network.
Oh, this is great.
It just makes me Looney Tunes.
Let's see what happens.